When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Another interesting piece from this week where we're talking about some forensic information. The dog. There was, of course, question about the dog. What happened with the dog? And did the dog attack John O'Keefe? Certainly there wasn't injuries that would be fatal from a dog on him. But there's questions about the dog. And was he involved in some way, shape, or form? This is Terry Kahn, a vet scientist at UC Davis, talking about the fact that there was no dog DNA found on John O'Keefe. Let's take a look.
Certain dyes inhibit.
Yes.
And certainly blood inhibits.
Heme from blood, yes.
And because of that, at least in that sample, the nuclear DNA sample, you're not saying that there was no canine DNA there. You're saying that the testing did not detect it.
In the qPCR nuclear test, correct.
And you've heard, obviously, there's a famous quote in science, that the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence, right?
Correct.
Can you describe to the jurors what that phrase means?
Objection.
Sustained.
It means just because you don't find something means it's not there.
Objection.
Sustained.
You were able to detect the presence of pig DNA.
Correct.
And I think you said on direct examination that that could come from a number of sources, including food sources, right?
Correct.
Could come from dog treats.
Pardon me? Yes.
Could come from dog treats. Mm-hmm. But there are dog treats that are pig ears, literally. Right?
Objection.
Allow it.
Is that right?
I believe so.
Or it could be that the shirt that was the source material was contaminated, not properly preserved.
I can't say where that DNA came from.
You're not aware of any feral pig populations in Massachusetts, are you?
I'm not.
Dog saliva would obviously be a good and a rich source of DNA, correct? You'd agree?
It depends on the context. We have cases where, I mean, I can refer to two cases that we did recently where there were small bites and we were able to get nuclear DNA from those sources.
Probably saliva.
Yes.
Right. So saliva contains active, living, growing cells that slough off in the salivating process, right?
Correct.
That's raw hell.
For the nuclear test, yes.
Thanks. That's all I have.
Hey, Mr. Lally.
So, no dog DNA, pig DNA, and ruling out feral pigs. Is it dog treats that were picked up or what? I mean, it seems like a big kind of nothing burger there.
It is. It's a huge nothing burger, but it's a huge nothing burger to both sides.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea what they swabbed. Mm-hmm. They called her out of order. There's no photographs of where they took the swabs from. In my world, you know, and the defense was fighting vehemently to get the clothing so that they could send it to their own DNA experts. Mm-hmm. You don't know what they swabbed.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she's not saying that. Remember, they didn't swab John O'Keefe's body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They swabbed the shirt that he's wearing.
Yeah.
And I don't know where they swabbed on that shirt. I mean, who's sure to say that? Like, there's no evidence of where they swabbed. And then she had it wasn't indicated in her report. Like, we took this swab from the rip marks in John O'Keefe's right sleeve or left sleeve, whatever the case may be. We have no clue. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, it didn't help the state. Like, people that don't understand DNA were like, oh, no dog DNA. I'm like, so what?
Yeah.
I'm like, the best evidence would have been to send the whole shirt to the lab and let them really test it.
What is the argument with the dog? I mean, it's like there's no like fatal wounds from the dog. I mean, if he did do something, there's not a whole lot he did, quite honestly. So
I think the dog puts him in the house or on the property somewhere, either in the backyard or in the house.
Or someone let the dog out to use the bathroom and maybe the dog went over while John O'Keefe is laying in the snow and, you know, did something there. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities there.
Yeah. I think Brian Albert's testimony is they did let the dog out. They typically let it out in the fenced off backyard. Okay. So they wouldn't let it out on the front. But, you know, I think that from the defense side of it, the implication has always been that those wounds are more consistent with an animal attack than a motor vehicle collision or, you know, accident. And, you know, in their minds, that puts O'Keefe in the house or in the backyard.
Yeah.
So, you know, to me, if we were sitting there, if they had sent the whole shirt, right? Mm-hmm. And she came back and said, yes, I found dog DNA. We wouldn't be saying, what does the dog have to do with it?
Yeah.
Right? We'd be saying, well, clearly John O'Keefe was either in the house or in the backyard, wherever Chloe was. Mm-hmm. That's where he was. You know, and it changes things quite a bit. I just don't know how much it helped either side. I don't think it hurt the defense because, again, like, we just don't know what they tested.
Yeah.
Like in terms of those swabs, all that DNA expert could say is that the two swabs that you sent me did not have canine DNA.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
It's not like they swabbed John's arm.
No.
Like if they swabbed John's arm, that's much more powerful evidence, right? That's like, okay, well, there you go. Like the dog definitely didn't bite him. Like, I don't know whether or not claw marks leaves DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Like if a dog, like clearly if Chloe was still around and had they gone in and done the investigation properly, you know, and said, okay, well, like these injuries look pretty weird on the arm. I don't know how they would get there. Like a normal cop would have looked at it and been like, oh, I'm no doctor, but those kind of look like scratches.
Mm-hmm.
You have a big shepherd. Let's muzzle the dog and let me check under the dog's like claws and see if it's got any of like human flesh under there. None of that happened. Like, to me, people, and there's two very divided camps on this thing, right? There's the free Karen Reed people and there's the Karen Reed is guilty people who are warring with each other.
Yeah.
Like warring, like I got sucked into it yesterday. Cause I'm going into the trial. I'm like, I could buy the defense's theory. Like this is what they're saying. Like, and I'm more inclined to think that that's what happened than he got hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like those injuries, like no injuries on his torso. But now that I've heard the evidence, I always say it, but that's all
so we have.
Subject to trial and to the evidence being vetted. Now that I've seen, like the witnesses start coming on, I feel like you do. Like I don't feel like these people are out and out lying. I don't think that they all are able to sit up on the stand and make up like this story and stick to it that John O'Keefe never came in the house. That's why I'm like, I don't think either thing happened. I think that there's a plausible third explanation or fourth. There's another theory. Like the thing that people forget is that Lally wasn't there. Proctor wasn't there. None of law enforcement was there when this went down, and neither were Jackson or Yannetti.
Yeah.
Like what they have are theories and that's all they are.
Yeah.
You know, and to say that those two theories exclude all other possibilities is just inaccurate.
Well, it's looking at as such black and white from each camp. And that's the problem. It's like, there's just blinders. There's a gray area here. And this is
every case has gray areas.
This is so great.
Every circumstantial case has gray areas.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
And,
you know, like if I had this case, like my wife and I during our live yesterday was like, if on the defense, being that the state has elected to put on their rebuttal case as their case in chief, I'm turning around and I'm not putting any evidence on of third party culprits because it'll completely screw Lally over.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything that he's done for the first 2.5 weeks will mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally, I don't even know. It's actually a brilliant strategic move because then that's going to leave the jury with like, what in the hell?
That's a goal.
Here for the first two. It's a great
confused.
Yeah.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now